You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday. It is the 13th of March. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry Dean. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely with you. On a Monday morning, we say, start off a brand new week. Now, we've got a couple of birthdays today. Natural fact, there's a little bit of a link with these two. Both in the world of music. 1939. It is the birthday today of Neil Sedaka, who had, of course, the 1959 UK number 3 single, Oh Carol, and plus over 30 US and 14 UK top singles, including things like Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. By the way, he's written or co-written over 500 songs for himself and others, including two songs recorded by the Monkees. Now, that brings me to Mike Stoller, who's also got a birthday today, born back in 1933. And he was a songwriter and producer for Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and yes, you got it, also for the Monkees.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
exactly that, yes. Good morning and welcome to the House of Fun. Going through from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Yes, we're going to have some fun, hopefully. Well, I am at any rate. House of Fun, that was the English ska pop group Madness. And the song was credited to Mike Barson and Lee Thompson, released as a one-off single. That was on the 14th of May in 1982, reached number one on a UK singles chart, spending 9 weeks in the charts. And the song was re-released back in 1992, and it got to number 40 then. It's the band's only number one single in the UK. And in 2015, the British public voted it as the nation's eighth favourite 1980s number one in a poll for ITV Television. Just thought you might like to know. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
It's better than coffee.
Katrina and the Waves there, and Sun Street. And I tell you what, looking out the studio window, we've got a lovely sunshine this morning. Yes, indeed, sunshine right through the studio window, showing all the dust on the water cooler. If you keep an eye on the time, we're just 12 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is Monday. It is the 13th of March. If you've just joined us, a very good morning.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. To return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to find. Walking about.
At that time, he sounds a bit like a six-year-old, doesn't he, singing there? That's Herman's Hermits and Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. And let's see, what is the time right now? I tell you what, we're just a few seconds after 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And what does that mean? It's time to get you all spruced up, clean and off to where you're going this morning. Now, what have we got for you in the shower? I tell you what, let's get the water sorted out. There we go. How about taking some advice from Jennifer Lopez? Let's get loud.
Yeah.
there we go. Yes, loud in the shower this morning. Out you get. Come on. Chop, chop. And how are we going to have a successful journey to where it is you're going this morning? We're trying to get you wherever it is you're going in a good mood. It is Monday. We have to try doubly hard on Mondays, I know that. There we go, let's get loud. And Jennifer Lopez, off of her debut studio album, On the Six, it was called, that's it. And the song was originally written by co-writer Gloria Estefan for herself, and she felt that if the song was too similar to her previous material, and passed it on to Jennifer Lopez. Estefan co-wrote the song alongside Kiki Sander, and stated that Lopez would have more fun with it, and she did too. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us, bright and breezy this morning. Wishes everybody a great Monday. And, of course, going over to Athens in Greece, always with us nice and early in their afternoon. That's Renee, of course, Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. They've been out doing their walking. I tell you what, do you live close to those ruins or do you have to drive there? Because they have a lovely walk in the morning. Lots of beautiful flowers and ruins. That would probably fit in there quite well. Anyway, Renee says, good morning, happy Monday. It was a sunshine, wildflower walks and ruins kind of weekend. We want to wish a happy 50th birthday to our friend and former Albrook neighbour. That's Santi. It was her birthday yesterday. Well, it doesn't matter, does it? We can still put this in.
Never forget, with your favourite DJ.
Oh, there we go. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday there to Santi in Albrook. It's her birthday yesterday. Anyway, you asked if we could play a song for her and for you, I guess. It's by Katrina and the Waves. Walking on Sunshine.
I'm not
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Speedwagon. It's called Do You Know Where Your Woman Is Tonight? And that's that brought us down almost to the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time is 7:30 here on this morning's breakfast show. If you just joined us, very good morning. It is the 13th of March. You probably realize by now it's Monday. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning and some of the business news. President Xi Jinping is planning to visit Russia as soon as next week. People familiar with the matter said on Monday, while Moscow and Kiev both reported intense fighting in the war's bloodiest battle over the eastern city of Bakhmut. A visit by Xi next week, days after he secured a third term as Chinese leader, would come sooner than previously expected. Russian President Vladimir Putin has already publicly invited Xi to Moscow without specifying a date. It would be likely to portray it as a show of support for Russia's war on Ukraine. Britain approved a sharp increase in exports of submarine parts and technology last year to Taiwan as it upgrades its naval forces, a move that could impact Britain's ties with China. Nuclear-armed North Korea test-fired two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine on Sunday, state news agency KCNA said. This was just as US-South Korea military drills were due to begin. Strategic is typically used to describe weapons that have a nuclear capability. The KCNA said the launch confirmed the reliability of the system and tested the underwater offensive operations of the submarine units that form part of North Korea's nuclear deterrent. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has ordered the closure of the Vatican Embassy in Managua and that of the Nicaraguan Embassy to the Vatican in Rome, a senior Vatican source said on Sunday. Nicaragua signaled that the move, which came a few days after Pope Francis compared the Nicaraguan government to a dictatorship, was a suspension of diplomatic relations. The Vatican source said that while the closures do not automatically mean a total break of relations between Managua and the Holy See, they are serious steps towards that possibility. And if you're travelling, especially if you're going to be travelling through Germany today, Berlin, Bremen and Hamburg airports said that no commercial flights would take off on Monday due to a strike by trade union Verdi over pay. Due to the warning strike by employees that at the aviation security controls, no commercial departures will take place at BER today. That would be Berlin, March the 13th. Incoming flights may also be affected, Berlin Airport said on its website. United States officials stopped hundreds of mostly Venezuelan migrants entering the country from Mexico on Sunday after a large group broke through Mexican lines to demand asylum in the U.S., only to be thwarted by barbed wire barriers and shields. Frustrated with problems securing appointments to seek asylum using a new U.S. government app, the migrants gathered at the frontier in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez, but could not breach the crossing connecting the two countries. State regulators closed New York-based Signature Bank on Sunday, the third largest failure in U.S. banking history. This is 2 days after authorities shuttered Silicon Valley Bank in a collapse that stranded billions in deposits. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took control of Signature, which had $110.36 billion in assets and $88.59 in deposits. This is at the end of last year, according to New York State Department of Financial Services. And by the way, HSBC bought the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank for a symbolic £1 on Monday, rescuing a key lender for technology startups in Britain as the biggest bank collapse since the financial crash continued to roil the markets. The deal, which sees one of the world's biggest banks with $2.9 trillion in assets, take the doomed British arm of the tech lender under its wing, brought to an end frantic weekend talks between the government regulators and prospective buyers. Europe's bank shares suffered their biggest fall in over a year, and bond markets saw a gigantic repricing of rate hike bets on Monday as the global efforts to limit the fallout from the collapse of SVB Bank failed to ease fears. The dollar slid too, as Wall Street heavyweights such as Goldman Sachs predicted the US Federal Reserve would no longer lift interest rates next week, capping the biggest three-day rally for short-dated treasuries since 1987. Europe's bank index tanked 6%, having shed 3.8% on Friday. HSBC's London listed dropped 1.45% after it said it would acquire the UK subsidiary of Silicon Valley Bank for £1. Overnight in Asia, the ongoing concerns were seen in Japan's Topix Bank Index, which lost 4%, while Singapore's largest banks also shed around 1%. Monday's rout left more than 99% of companies listed on Europe's benchmark Stoxx 600 trading in the red. Only three stocks evaded the fall. And this was Vantage Towers. We've got Reckitt and Quintiq up 0.4%, 0.2% and 1%. One glimmer of hope was that the futures markets showed the Wall Street benchmark, the S&P 500, opening fractionally higher later on. Oil prices fell on Monday, along with equities, as the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank raised fears of a fresh financial crisis, but a recovery in Chinese demand provided support. Brent crude futures, they were down $1.44, or 1.7%, to $81.34 per barrel. That was by 10.01 GMT today. West Texas Intermediate crude futures, WTI, fell by $1.40, or 1.8%, to $75.28 a barrel. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Those are some of the things in the international news, headline-wise, and also, of course, the turmoil going on in the world of business this morning. say, well, there's one doesn't get a lot of play. There's Procol Harum going back in time with a number called Robert's Box. And before that, New Woman. And that was Staring at the Sun. We're 14 minutes right now. That's from the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, of course, top of the hour, 8 o'clock, we'll be looking at some of the stories in the local news for this Monday morning. And also at 9 o'clock, we'll repeat that then. We'll be checking in with Ingrid from round about, probably around about 20 minutes past 8. See how she's getting on. Remember, what was she doing last week on Friday? She was leaving. She was going on her travel. So she'll be giving a little bit of information about that each day of the week. We'll be checking in with Yasmin, see how her weekend went. And also perhaps we've got a couple of people born on their same music. I know one. We mentioned him when we opened up this morning, didn't we? Neil Sedaka. There's a prolific singer and songwriter for you. Let's say a very good breakfast show morning. Very good breakfast show morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little line. Well, she said first thing this morning, she let us know she was there. Wishes everybody good morning. She says, good day to everybody. Mondays are terrible for the traffic. Now, I don't go out until at least sort of after midday. Can you please play Twilight Zone from Golden Earring?
Starts to walk.
go. That one is for Mary Lou this morning. Great track, Golden Earring and Twilight Zone. What we're going to do right now, go back to the year 1986. It's a record not so often played by Chris Isaak. He released it back then. It was a single. It wasn't on any... Yes, it was, if I remember right. It was on his album, his self-titled album, Chris Isaak. That was, I say, back in 1986. The track, as I say, doesn't get a lot of play, and that is You Owe Me Some Kind of Love. Great track, isn't it? There we go. Yes, You Owe Me Some Kind of Loving. That was from Chris Isaak. If you are keeping on the time, we're just making our way up to the top of the... Well, we're about 2.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. I'm just seeing if I got anything nice and short. No, nothing. Oh, I'll tell you what, we can play a little bit of this one. This comes from Peggy Lee. Beautiful track. Hallelujah. I love him so.
Let me tell you about a boy I know. He's my baby and he loves me so. Every morning before the sun comes up, he brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes I know, Hallelujah, I just love him so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friends, I know you go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say he told me so. That's why I know, oh I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. Now if I call him on the telephone, tells me, baby, everything's alright. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
I wanna know, since you've been gone, that I've been on.
and I don't hold no grudges. Promise this ain't a test. We okay? We okay? Sometimes it works out, but sometimes it don't. Maybe we'll fix this, or maybe we won't. Sometimes a heart can sink like a stone until you find home. This ain't a heartbreak anthem. I don't care what happened, but I ain't got no time to dwell on it. Don't wanna throw a tantrum. You did what you had to. No, I ain't got no time to dwell on it.
There we go. That is two in a row. David Guetta there and Little Mix and Heartbreak Anthem. Keep an eye on the time. We are just coming down to, just past 17 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. By the way, the song before that one, Blossoms. And there is a reason why. And I tell you what, I don't know. It was such a... She's off on her travels, isn't she? So I don't know where she is.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, the Intrepid Reporter is reporting from outside a restaurant. Oh, yes. It is Monday morning. Hello, Panama. I'd like to tell you the country I'm in, but I can't. Let me tell you a few things. As you can probably hear, I'm out on the street. And right above my head is the metro. And if I look far enough, I can actually see ocean water. Got a few tall buildings around here as well. The food is spectacular. Took me a day with some jet lag. I've got some beautiful flowers, lots of green grass. What a lovely country this is. My goodness. I know the traffic is loud, but boy, what a bustling hubbub of you know where I am, you let me know. So, I'm hoping you all are doing very well over there in Panama. It's a little hazy today, so some of the skyscrapers are a little hard to see. I'm told Wednesday will be the best day for visibility. Can't wait. Last night I was up in my hotel room. On Sunday in the morning, I saw, believe it or not, I saw some kids playing cricket. So, if that gives you a hint, let me know. They were out in an empty field playing cricket. Yes. And everybody's so polite. There's no honking of horns. People let you cross in the crosswalk without hitting you. Actually, the moment you step foot in a crosswalk, people stop their cars. It is amazing. And Ubers. The average Uber is either a Mercedes or a Lexus. Yeah, you know, we don't have any Toyotas over here. No, we don't. But again, it is a beautiful country. Lots of English-speaking people, and I'm having a grand time. Right now, I'm at a... what's the name? A lesbian restaurant? No, it's not. It's a Lebanese restaurant. Had some great falafel. We had some great food in there. But that may only be a partial clue. You never know. I'm having some trouble reading some of the street signs, but not all of them. I'm very glad most of them are bilingual and I can see what they are. So, if everything goes well, I will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, back to you in the studio.
That's the Noisettes and Travelling Light. I wonder if that's what Ingrid is doing, Travelling Light. I'm not very good at Travelling Light. We've got a vacation coming up in the beginning of May, and we're going to be doing a lot of sort of like train and flights and all this kind of stuff. We've got to try and cut down on the luggage. We'll see. 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Mentioned there, didn't we, towards the end of the news this morning, about the Ironman competition. These people are really built well, you know. Incredible what they have to do. Cycling, walking, or running. Cycling, running, swimming. It wore me out. It wore me out last night just reading through that. Absolute congratulations, though, to those boys and girls. All of them, not just the winners, because that is quite some feat. As for me, I'm just going to hang around. I'm waiting for Marshmallow Man. When Marshmallow Man comes around, I'll be ready. I've been practicing, lying on the sofa in the afternoon. Those who took part over the weekend, here's the Spencer Davis Group. Keep on running.
time, chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Mm-hmm. And there we go. That is Chasing Cars, following on from Keep On Running, as I said, from the Spencer Davis Group, for all those boys and girls that took part in the Iron Man competition over the weekend. And it's called Iron Man. I suppose it's everybody, really, isn't it? And I said something else. I was listening to BBC Radio yesterday, and I thought, I was just playing that song, I thought, now there is a good song for another competition. Over the weekend, it was the Crufts Dog Show. Now, the Crufts Dog Show is an international dog show. It's held annually in the United Kingdom. It first started, by the way, going back to the year 1891, organised and hosted by the Kennel Club. And it's the largest show of its kind in the world. And it's centred on a championship conformation show for dogs, and includes a large trade show of mainly dog-related goods and services, as well as competitions in dog agility, obedience, flyball, and heel work to music. Good grief. So I'll tell you that one, they should have put that one. That was Snow Patrol, wasn't it? Chasing Cars. That should have been part of the competition. We all know they like to do that, don't they? Chase cars. Of course they do. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 24 minutes right now before 9 o'clock. And if you miss the news at 8, don't forget we do have it for you at 9 o'clock today. All right, so anyway, let's get back to the music. Time to do a bit of Rick Rolling. Rick Ashley, Together Forever.
Don't stop before then, it's destiny calling, of power.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In's come the music, I think God. Bidi bang bang, bidi bang. Sing on a shaggy rock again. Well, this young one, you keep you rocking in the streets. I make you skank and dust and dance off your feet. They never know, say them your rhythm, you're so sweet. Music are the people are beat. So just dance if you're dancing.
Dance if you're dancing.
Skank if you're skanking.
Skank if you're skanking.
Move now if you're moving.
Move now if you're moving.
Groove now if you're grooving.
When she moves, when she moves inside, I feel so right now. I've got nothing to hide. When she moves,
the way you're moving and you're grooving.
My spirit's so high. I love this groove now. I feel like touching the sky.
Hey.
I love this to love and be loved.
Love and be loved.
Above this, only heavens above.
Heaven above.
I love
now.
This feeling to love and be loved.
Love and be loved.
One thing better to love and be loved.
So, Mr. Listen, let me tell you this. Tell me your music, we are play, I be a reminisce. Up and up where we are rocking to the nicest. You know, see, we have the whole world are vibing. Now we can give the dance floor new meaning with this musical vibe that we're feeling. Up and up where we are rocking to the nicest. You know, see, we have the whole world are like it.
I walk towards her with my two left feet.
You got the courage from the sweet reggae beat.
And then she greets me with a smile so sweet.
My heart goes boom, boom, missing a beat.
When she moves,
the way she moving and she
moves. When moving, she moves me aside, I feel so right now.
I miss that jamming to your jamming.
I've got nothing to hide. When she moves,
move now if you're moving.
My spirit's so high. I love this groove now.
Hey.
I feel like touching the sky.
Dance on your feet now.
I love this to love and be loved. Above this, only heaven's above. I love this feeling to love and be loved.
Feeling kinda right now.
Nothing better to love and be loved. I love this to love and be loved.
I'm in love.
Above this, only heaven's above. I love this feeling to love and be loved. Nothing better to love and be loved.
Well, this your one, you keep your rocking in the street. I make your skank and dust and dance off your feet. They never know, say them your rhythm, you're so sweet. God, this your music is the people on beat. Hey, you just skank if you're skanking. So move now if you're moving. Yeah, so me say move now if you're moving. So move now if you're moving. Hey, 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 hey.
I love this to love and be loved.
Bang, 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 bang.
Above this, only heaven's above.
Sing on a shaggy rock again.
And there we go, yes, following on from Rick Astley, Together Forever, Sting, together with Shaggy, and To Love and Be Loved. I thought, well, we were talking about Crop Stop Show, weren't we? So I thought not to leave out the cat owners. Because I've got it here, my everyday story of everything, basically. It says here, trade secrets, everything you will ever need to know about everything. Let's have a look at you, see if we've got anything about parrots, but we've got cat breeders here. Here's an audience. Female cats are generally more affectionate and playful than male cats. Okay. Once a male cat is neutered, it becomes less territorial and won't wander as far as a tomcat will do. If you choose a pedigree cat, well, if you do, if you are intending to show or breed from it, like all pedigree animals, they take a lot of time and money. Go to a specialist breeder if you're going to show your cat, and you will have to register it with the correct cat authority. There's a cat authority. Choose a moggy. If you just want a pet, they're cheaper, often free, and usually friendlier than the pedigree breeds. That's what I like. I like sort of like mongrel type animals, like Lala the parrot. Animal sanctuaries have a good place to go to find a cat. Cats are only there because they are lost or unwanted. Oh, is that true? And of course, what the boys and girls do, don't they? They do Adopt-A-Fest. And that's where you can go and you can do that. And they did one just recently. I think it was this weekend. So there, always try and find a nice little home for these nice furry creatures. I can't really have a cat at the moment. The reason why is because of Pepe the parrot. I'm not worried about the parrot. I'm more worried about what would happen to the cat, to be quite honest. Anyway, here's a piece of music from ABBA. No Doubt About It is what it's called. That's it, No Doubt About It, from ABBA. Getting back to the Pussycats, all right? This is quite interesting. I've been reading away here. If you get a kitten, now they say kittens are more of a handful than adult cats, of course, because of having to train them and keep an eye on them. However, they're more adaptable than older cats. Don't separate kittens from their mothers until they're fully weaned. This is usually around about 8 weeks of age. Take your kitten to a vet as soon as you can, because you'll have to get it vaccinated against feline enteritis and feline influenza, both of which can be fatal, by the way. And when holding it, this is an interesting one, when holding a kitten, make sure you are supporting its whole body. I thought you just picked it up by the scruff of its neck, like the mothers did. And they don't support its body. But anyway, be careful with them. So, I tell you what, now, cats are naturally clean, alright? So, toilet training isn't too much of a struggle. Start off with a litter tray. Now, you can use an old baking tray if you don't want to buy a proper plastic one. Right. I'm going to use my baking tray for the cat to go a wee-wee in. Or poo-poo. Instead of paying out a few bucks to get a plastic one. But that's all right, because you can always use the baking tray again, can't you?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've
got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and bother your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
And there we go. Yes, Mr. Tom Jones. And what's new, pussycat? And I guess the thing, I had a cat when I was in the UK, and when I was living at Biggin Hill and in Streatham, and because the cat flaps are great, aren't they? The cat comes and goes as it pleases. Yeah, very difficult for burglars to get through as well. But I did have one instance. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was because it was plugged into the mains, but it didn't open. And the poor little cat was stuck outside. It didn't realise it was stuck outside for about a day. But where's the cat gone? Hasn't come back. Anyway, luckily there was no catastrophe. Time on the breakfast show. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
So much noise, can't block it out. I don't want to scream and shout. Because I talk and talk, but no one hears a word. They twist me around and pull me back and forth. I go crazy, spinning my wheels around. Sometimes you gotta stop and
go. That's Moon Taxi and Let the Record Play. Well, we do our best here on the show. Athens. Yes, Renee over there in Athens said, we met a cat in a shop in Athens yesterday. Her name was Julia, and she was so sweet and friendly. And yes, and she won't drag you across the street or put you in hospital either. Or smash her face on a rose or something, you know? They've all got their advantages and disadvantages. But I must admit, I'm with Mary Lou. I prefer cats. I've had about three cats over the years, and I do like that. I think I like because of their independence more than anything. You know, they'll let you know when they want attention, and they'll let you know when they don't as well. And so yeah, there we go. And Mary Lou says, she sent a picture of her cat. That's absolutely, she's beautiful. So ginger and white. That's gorgeous, yes. And this is my cat. She's adorable. We have some more, but this is one of the spoiled ones. Yes, I know what you mean. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 9:06. Right now, we're talking about cats. Yes, the Stray Cats, and believe it or not, that was called Stray Cat Strut. You're listening to the break, so I'll tell you what, take us up the top of the hour. It's something from the Zac Brown Band. Someone I used to know.
Hometown hero at the bar, burned out highlight superstar, you know. Kept the buzz and filled the hole, loved the night, stole the show.
Well, big thanks to Paul Dixon over there in South London. He sent us a picture of his cat. This is nice. Getting some nice pictures here. And this is our Mr. Max, is what he's called. So, yeah, lovely. I'm trying to think what you call it. When you have different colours, lovely, sort of black, some browns and greys. By the way, my two cats, I remember two. One was a very, very big tomcat. His name was Dylan, and he was big. He was known as a polydactyl. He had an extra paw on his feet. And the other one was Jet. The reason why he was Jet, because he was jet black. Until you got him in bright sunlight, he looked sort of like dark brown. I tell you what, it is time on The Breakfast Show. We've come up to the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, well, just sit tight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here.
Time, I still remember everything you said.
Two in a row, and the first one of those came from Genesis and In Too Deep, and following on Duran Duran and Wing. It is time to say, I know what's coming next. Morning, Yaz.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
There we go. Yes, wouldn't be the same without Happy Monday, would it? How was your weekend?
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I got an invitation to go to the Museo del Canal.
Oh, that's right. Yes, how was that?
Awesome. We really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have, I guess it's going to be every month or something like that. You can go to the museum at night.
Okay.
And they have live music and they have different performances there.
Oh, wonderful.
They have food, beer. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can go to all the different rooms with the different exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the time there.
Oh, that's great.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent. And what have you got today then?
Today I just have a meeting.
Oh, yes.
A work meeting.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can be there.
Maybe.
We don't know.
I think you're better off without me. So, okay, so that's the... What kind of week have you got lined up? Is it a busy week for you, or...?
Not really, just on Wednesday I have two events,
mm-hmm.
for now, mm-hmm. because I don't know, during the week. That's all, I guess.
And did you watch the Oscars last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything anywhere but all over the place.
We have to watch that one.
Well, I'm going to have to watch it because, yes. I mean, it's got it picked up 7 Oscars last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's incredible. And I was really happy to see, what's her name? Yo. You know, win, because she's been in so many things,
mm-hmm.
not just sort of, you know, movies, but also on, you know, TV series, things like that. And so glad to see her win.
Also, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, wasn't she happy?
Uh-huh.
Eh?
And Brendan Fraser, of course.
Yeah.
Brendan, what is the last name? I forgot.
He played, this was the whale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, he was very emotional.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's taking it to his mum or something there.
Oh, yes.
Well, one of them is. So. But I'm glad he got that, because it's not a movie that everybody's really sort of would naturally be attracted to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was watching a couple of the critics for the BBC that were covering it, and they were really in quite a disagreement about the movie.
Why?
And one who does the movie sort of reviews on BBC on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
He said it was, you know, it was just shot in, because it was apparently a play.
Mm-hmm.
Originally,
uh-huh, yeah,
and exactly. he said, and they just shot it as if it was in the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that was, they really didn't agree with each other.
Yeah, remember I told you everything was just in one room.
That's right.
The whole movie.
That's right. Yeah. So it was one way of saving money.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very, very happy for him, because that was, I mean, 4 hours every day just to get made up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yes.
And get to work under that, yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't normally, as you probably know, don't tell Andreas I watch some of it, because I don't normally watch award ceremonies, but just happened to come on the TV and I was sort of quite fixed. And I think the awards were well placed,
mm-hmm.
personally.
Yeah.
I would have been surprised if my mind's gone blank. The one under with the sea, Avatar, there we go.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Gosh, mm-hmm. my memory is going, isn't it? Who are you? So, yeah, I would have been surprised if they didn't get the award for the best effects,
mm-hmm,
digital
exactly.
effects.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the editorial award. Now, that went to Everything Everywhere and Under mm-hmm. Your Bed, that, mm-hmm. you know. That one, and because I would have been surprised, because if you look at the way that movie is made,
mm-hmm.
the editing must have been a nightmare.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, everything had to be just right. So that was well done. No, I was quite surprised. Tell me, because I had a discussion with Christina, because they were in they were in a movie theatre, wasn't it? All mm-hmm. in rows. Didn't they used to be at tables?
Oh, yes, my mom asked me the same.
Yeah, I'm sure they were, you know, round tables. Because and there was no slaps last night.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe that's why they changed that.
Yeah, they're all probably chained mm-hmm. to the leg of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get away. But yeah, and that to me looked a little bit weird.
Yeah.
And I said, did you see Malala?
Malala, she
was there. And I mean, and the guy goes up and asks such stupid questions. You know, I thought, what planet are you on?
But she got a very nice answer. So.
Oh, yeah, she because mm-hmm. he said something about, you know, somebody asked the question, so I come in, and she just says, I only talk about peace.
Exactly.
You know.
That was good.
I think she's sort of fairly well versed in putting people down.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. But she's quite tiny, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was quite interesting last night, for once. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem so sycophantic.
Yeah, and also Pinocchio won.
Yes, yeah, I didn't see that award being given.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad, because that was a movie that I saw,
yes.
which I was very impressed with.
Oh, yes.
Because it, not just for But the way the story was told, it was much darker than the original. It had a sort of, and I really did quite enjoy it. And yes, so I'm glad. I guess that was for best animation, was it?
Yes, animation.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yes.
Good. So I hate to say it, they did it well this year.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell Andreas.
Yes, yes, I was happy.
Yeah, yeah, very good, very good. So, yeah. And you have got a couple of Born This Day music, one of which I mentioned earlier on today.
Well, the first one is Neil Sedaka.
Exactly.
He was born in 1939, American singer, songwriter, who had the 1959 UK number 3 single, Oh Carol, plus over 30 US and 14 UK other top 40 singles, including the 1962 US number 1 and UK number 7 single, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
And we're going to play Oh Carol. Cha-cha-cha. There we go. Oh, Neil Sedaka and Oh Carol. Used to like his music. I still do. But Oh Carol. And let me see. Tomorrow, they're going to put me to sleep. Possibly. We've got Virginia coming in. Or Virginie coming in. Hypnotic therapy. Hypnosis therapy. That's going to be interesting, isn't it? I wonder if she can make you run around the studio like a chicken.
But you said you already met her, right?
I have met her, yes. She's a very nice lady. Yes. Yeah, a couple of times I've met her. Keep saying I'd like to come on the program. So I've actually done something about it this time. Because it's a very interesting subject. Because, I mean, how easy is it to hypnotize somebody? You
know? Yeah.
Perhaps she could hypnotize Lala the parrot.
Oh, yes.
You know, make her... Well, she's out there this morning. She's very quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
She's very quiet this morning, which is Monday. We're all like that on a Monday, aren't we, really? So, now, another one born on this day.
The next one is Rusty Allen. He was born in 1953. American musician from Sly and the Family Stone, who had the 1968 U.S. number one singles, Everyday People, and 1971 U.S. number one Family Affair, and the 1971 U.S. number one album, There's a Riot Going On.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got a few to choose from there, isn't it? The one I haven't played for a long time from them is Everyday People.
Okay.
So I thought we'd give a go at that one, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. Everyday People. What a cool one that is.
I don't remember that song.
No, I don't. If I had played it, it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely been played before because it's got the cue points on it.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Everyday People. Off, Sly and the Family Stone. How's Ian doing? How was his weekend?
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah?
He was kind of sleepy today, but he's fine.
He's a teenager. He's like it. He's allowed to be sleepy.
Yes, and on Mondays they have to play the, how do you say, the song? The Panamanian song.
Oh, the national anthem.
The anthem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he was playing that this morning.
Oh, okay. To wake you up. Because I played the, I think I told you, and I played the trumpet. But it was a trumpet that didn't have any valves. It was, I suppose it's more like a bugle type thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And because you do it just by your, you know, how you use your lips.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And to get the different sort of notes and everything like
that. And the air, I hope, right?
And the what?
The air?
Yes, you have to have air.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. But the thing, one of the things you used to do, because I was in the band, but also... you had duties that you had to do,
mm-hmm.
And one of them was playing Reveille in the morning.
Mm.
And where we were posted, it was, I can remember, it was Fulton Block in RAF Cosford. And what I had to do when I was on here is go and stand on the middle floor where the stairs went up so the sound could carry.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have to play Reveille. Mm-hmm. In the mornings. I think we did it for about a week's duty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I wasn't as good as other times.
Oh, yeah.
And it was amazing how many shoes I managed to catch. Shut up! Go away! Leave us alone! Learn to play that thing.
Oh. That's funny.
It might be for you. But no, it was great. I played the drums as well for, you know, for marching and things like that. And I even did the thing where the big stick you throw around.
Uh-huh.
And it was great fun. But you see, there was a method in my thinking, because if you were in the band, you didn't have to do all that other marching around, because we would stand there and play the music while they marched around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you see, even then I didn't like exercise.
Wow.
As I said, I can't wait for Marshmallow Man to come out of the run. You know, how long can you stay on the couch for watching TV? I can do it all week. All right, yes, have a wonderful Monday.
Thank you, too.
All right, and we'll be back, won't we, together tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
All the best. Back to the music with, we got something from Sister Sledge. Thinking of You.
Right.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
White and The Way I Feel About You, and that was Falling On, as I mentioned, Sister Sledge, and Thinking of You. Time on The Breakfast Show, I tell you what, I think we've got time to squeeze, or at least two more in. We're 14 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock, and don't forget, you can always catch us here on The Breakfast Show, here on 89.3 Cool FM. It's easy to contact us. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin
is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
2-2-3-5-1-6-2.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Isn't it? Sort of quite chill outish, isn't it? And it's Childish Gambino. Should we call it? They should be calling him Childish, shouldn't they? Good. Childish Gambino there, and feels like summer. Take us out this morning. It's back in time with Timmy Thomas. Why can't we fall in love? Why can't we live together? Why can't we just be all nice to everybody? This is a great song. Why can't we live together? Classic track that is. Why Can't We Live Together? It's a song written and recorded by Timmy Thomas back in 1972. Chart hit the following year. It was included on the album Why Can't We Live Together. Thomas wrote the song, by the way, after recently moving to Miami in Florida and hearing Walter Cronkite on the radio reporting the number of deaths in the Vietnam War. In a later interview, Timmy Thomas said, "I said, what? You mean that many mothers' children died today? This is in a war that we can't come to the table and sit down and talk about this without so many families losing their loved ones." And I said, "Why can't we live together?" And that was it. And applies, I guess, as much today as it did then, doesn't it? So anyway, there we go. That's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Big thank yous go out to our intrepid outdoor reporter, who really is outdoor on her travels this time. Being with us this morning, sending us in her daily briefing, and also to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, this day in music, what, where and when on Fridays, doing all the social media. I don't know how I cope. Big thanks to the boys and girls of Grupo Agrada, and big thanks to, of course, my co-producer Neil, Neil Danby, who took him back to the airport on Saturday. He's back over there in Windsor, in the UK. Gosh, time went so quickly. Anyway, he's back over there. And I took a little trip to the airport, Terminal 2. We went to, a good lady and I went in to see Neil off. Went into Terminal 2. Hadn't been in there before. Still needs a lot to be done. It's all very sort of clinical. Neil said, forget it. He said they've only got one restaurant once you go through. And he said it was jam-packed. You couldn't get a seat to save your life. So anyway, it'll come. A little bit of patience. Big thanks to Neil. Say, boys and girls, keep regarding, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join us? It's easy. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. All right, I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. I want to be talking to you tomorrow. Not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.